Chuka Amuna is the Labour MP for Streatham. He chairs Vote Leave Watch regularly, helps us with affairs such as these, and joins me now. To those who say, and you'll know where this comes from, some people, Chuka, that this is defying the will of the people, how would you react? Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. It's not about defying the will of the people. This isn't about whether we leave the European Union. We will do. And it's not even really about whether Article 50 is triggered. There is a majority in Parliament to trigger it, so that's not a problem. It's about who gets to trigger it, who gets to kick off this process. And all that Parliament has demanded is that it has a say and gets to start that process. And that's really what the judges are going to have to opine on as to what does the law actually say about this. Do we live in an elected dictatorship where the Prime Minister gets to do everything without consulting Parliament, or does Parliament get, and in the end this is about your listeners, our constituents, do they get a chance to be consulted on the biggest change to the UK in a generation?
What if Parliament votes against it, Mr. Amuna?
I don't think it will do.
But that's the word. Your third word is the key. You don't think, but you don't know.
It won't.
You can't definitively...
I can tell you partly why I know the answer to this question. It's because if you look at the constituencies and how they actually voted, over 400 constituencies in the UK voted to leave the European Union. It's inconceivable that their members of Parliament will defy the will of their individual constituents in that way. So it's just not going to happen.
But my listeners don't necessarily buy that. You know that, Chuka, don't you? They are concerned. They feel they've been, in a way, this is part of a delaying process, too, that Britain will never, ever come out of the EU. That is their concern.
Britain will leave the European Union. There was a very clear mandate to the Prime Minister for us to leave. What she does not have a mandate on is for us to leave in a way which will destroy people's jobs and livelihoods and deprive them of the rights that they currently enjoy without Parliament being properly consulted as the representatives of the people on that. And the people, look, the people who are leading the charge on this, Nick, are those who say, now we voted to leave the European Union, we live in an elected dictatorship, and you only have a withdrawal one way. And anyone else, simply by performing their public duty, whether it's the Bank of England, the Office of Budget Responsibility, or the Supreme Court judges today, anybody who dares question what they see as their supreme power to do whatever they want without consulting anyone is somehow, you know, standing against our interests. And I think that is entirely wrong. This isn't the 1930s. We don't live in a climate where you silence debate or anybody who questions decisions that are made. It's all part of our wonderful British democracy.
Well, stay on the line if you would just for a couple of minutes, because I want to bring someone, another prominent politician in. In fact, he became even more prominent last week. And congratulations, first off, to Paul Nuttall, who is now the UKIP leader. And I've not spoken to you since then. So well done, Mr. Nuttall. Congratulations to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, sir. Are you one of those who fears this is a delaying tactic to perhaps try and prevent actual Brexit?
Yeah, I think it's charade. I think, this whole case was brought to the High Court by a group of people who don't really want to accept the result. And, you know, Chuck is talking about, you know, Brexit is going to happen, but it's actually about what kind of Brexit we're going to get. If this goes back to Parliament, the Labour Party have made it clear they will amend any bill pretty much to ensure that we stay within the single market. And it was clear on June the 23rd, that the British people voted to leave the European Union. They voted to take back control of their borders, their finances, sign their own trade deals, and indeed not comply with EU regulations and directives. Now, we cannot do any of those things if we stay within the single market. So it will be a betrayal of the British people if this is amended.
Chuka, Amuna?
Well, I don't buy that. The result of the referendum was simply to determine whether or not we stay in the European Union or not. The way in which we leave and the kind of exit that we have, there was no judgment given by the people on that. And to be honest, the biggest commitment, the biggest pledge that was made by those who were arguing for us to leave the European Union was that if we do so, they will ensure that £350 million extra per week goes into the NHS. And we've heard precious little about that since. So if it does mean anything, I would say that £350 million a week extra for the NHS, that was the big pledge. That was the big thing people expected to come out of Brexit. But in terms of acting in a way which will lead to people losing their jobs, us not having good trade deals that enable British businesses and manufacturers to be able to continue thriving. The idea that people thought, well, we'll just put that in the bin, I don't think there's any mandate for that at all.
Quick response from you, Paul.
Well, hang on. Chuck, before you were saying that you can guarantee that this will go through the House of Commons, we don't know whether it will go through the House of Lords. You know, this could be amended out of sight and we could end up having a half Brexit, and that's not what people voted for. The Prime Minister at the time, David Cameron, the Chancellor, George Osborne, indeed the Foreign Secretary at the time, Philip Hammond, and everyone on Vote Leave made it perfectly clear that we were voting to leave the European Union and we were voting to leave the single market. To pretend now that people somehow didn't know what they were voting for on June the 23rd is disingenuous.
Last response from you, if you would, Chuck.
I'm not saying that people didn't know what they were voting for. All I am saying is what they were voting for was for us to leave the European Union. They didn't pass judgment and all the other things that come with that. Those other things were not on the ballot paper. So to presume that you know that they want a hard Brexit is quite presumptuous, I'd suggest.